Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the very decrepit state of the medical industry. And I know we're all raised with books and TV and movies about how wonderful doctors are and Dr. Kildare. And you got to be my age to get the reference on that one. And just how, you know, they're just so worried about your well-being. And I know there are a lot of individual doctors who did go into the medical profession out of a sincere desire to help their fellow man. But unfortunately, if you look at the way most hospitals are now being managed, and the extreme amount of money that pharmaceutical companies spend to propagandize the doctors and to give them incentives to sell their product. I mean, the doctors who are handing out the Gardasil vaccines, they get a financial incentive for every shot that they give. And if they're working for an HMO, the HMO gets that financial incentive. And so, yeah, stick the needle in every kid who comes through here. We're getting $100 a pop here. It's all about making the money. And quality of care in the United States is in decline. We're the most expensive medical care in the world, and we're something like 33rd or 34th in quality. We have an infant mortality rate that exceeds that of many third world nations. We're doing something wrong here. Now, we mentioned the story earlier in the week, and I alluded to it earlier in the show, but I want to come back to this thing. There is a drug in use up in Canada called dichloroacetate. Now, it's already been approved for use in certain metabolic disorders. It has a long track record. It is known to be relatively safe, certainly compared to chemotherapy and radiation, which are the standard treatments, you know, recommended by American oncologists. There is a problem. Dichloroacetate is a very simple, inexpensive molecule, and it cannot be patented because it's been around long enough to be in the public domain. And so even though this drug, dichloroacetate, has been shown in laboratory tests to kill cancer cells and to, more importantly, revive the non-cancerous cells adjacent to the tumors who have been shut down to bring them back to life. There are no major pharmaceutical companies even interested in looking at this thing because it costs about $100 million to go through the process of approving a drug for use in the United States of America. And pharmaceutical companies who are more concerned with profits than with actually helping patients aren't going to spend the money. Because once it is approved for use in humans and treating cancer, anybody can make it and sell it, which means there's no profit. The competition would force the price down. There's no profit. And more importantly, it would take business away from the already established approved treatments, radiation, chemotherapy, all this other stuff that's out there. Nobody wants a cheap cancer treatment or worse, a cancer cure on the market because it destroys the profitability of the existing cancer industry. And it is an industry. It's worth billions and billions of dollars every year. And if all of a sudden somebody shows this very inexpensive chemical kills cancer cells, and cancer patients start using it, then the hospitals can't make the payment on their radiotherapy machines. All the companies that are making this very expensive and highly toxic chemotherapy, they can't find somebody to buy their product. And we have here a very clear, obvious case of an inexpensive product that works being kept off the market in order to protect the profits of very expensive treatments of marginal efficacy. I lost my mother to cancer brought about by the cheap mineral fertilizer that was used to grow the tobacco in her cigarettes. And to this day, I still have not settled in my own mind whether it was the cancer that killed her or the radiation and the chemotherapy that they doubled up on her. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this dichloroacetate drug that is able to kill cancer cells. And the way it does it is really absurdly simple. One of the things that makes cancer so dangerous is the cells effectively become immortal. Now, normal cells in human beings have a finite lifespan. Sooner or later, the individual cells are going to die, and they're replaced by newly created cells. That's how you grow and you age and so forth and so on. Cancer cells are effectively immortal. Unless they are killed, they will last forever. And a lot of aging research people have been looking at it saying, how can we get that immortality without all the bad stuff that goes with it? But this dichloroacetate basically removes the immortality from the cancer cells, so they die when they normally would have had they not been cancerous. Very, very simple mechanism. And it will not be allowed into this country. Or it'll be a real fight. I know that up in Canada, there's a foundation that's been set up. They're soliciting public donations to try and get the drug approved. And of course, if it is by some miracle approved anywhere on planet Earth, you're going to see medical tourism really, really take off. And by the way, that's already a big deal. Doesn't get a lot of reporting in this country, but there's such a thing as medical tourism, where you travel to another country to get medical treatments you cannot get here in the United States of America. And a few years back, they were talking about people who were living near the north border of the United States of America. They'd drive into Canada because they could buy the same medications for much, much less money Plus, there's a lot more stuff available over the counter that you cannot get here in the United States of America. Like up in Canada, codeine is available over the counter. Things like that. Down on the southern border, there are people who travel into Mexico to get their dental work done because it's about one-fifth the cost. And a lot of it has to do with the whole medical malpractice insurance and litigation industry isn't quite as widespread in either of these other two countries. Here in the United States of America, the dominant mode of social interaction is the lawsuit now. People used to go to bars to meet potential mates. Now they go to the courtrooms, hang out there for a while. So there is a problem, though, with chemicals that are in our products that are not necessarily good for us. And this kind of a bizarre story. Over in Egypt, an Israeli importer of products has been arrested as a spy for Israel. And he's been accused of selling hair products in Egypt that were endangering Egyptians' reproductive abilities in order to trigger a population decline. It sounds bizarre, sounds real, tinfoil hat kind of stuff, except that with a little more research, you find out there is actually some merit to the situation. Now, whether this guy was doing it deliberately or not, I don't think so. It is a little far-fetched out there. But unfortunately, if you go out and you start looking with a web search for shampoo infertility, you're going to start finding all kinds of these articles where there are chemicals in shampoos and cosmetics here in the United States of America that are known to damage reproductive ability. And we do know that birth rates have been in decline for some time. We know that polysorbate 80, which is a food additive, if it is injected intravenously, can sterilize people, which is why everybody's wondering, why is it inside the Gardasil vaccine? But there, we know there are a lot of chemicals that are just not good for you. The corporations like them because it improves their storage. They don't have to worry about refrigerating them or how fast it takes to get to the store. Saves them money on that account. Longtime listeners will remember that my wife, for many, many years, was dealing with an absolutely crippling joint pain in her hands and feet. And the doctors couldn't find anything, and they put her on this medicine, and they put her on that medicine. And, you know, I mean, very expensive stuff. Even with the health insurance, it was like $100 every time we went to the pharmacy. And special shoes and braces and creams and everything, and none of it worked. And finally, we figured it out for ourselves. There's a class of chemicals in products called formaldehyde precursors. These are chemicals that are put into products that over time deteriorate and decay into formaldehyde as a preservative. So the product can sit on the shelf a lot longer time before it has to be returned to the factory or thrown away, thereby cutting their losses. The problem is formaldehyde is toxic. It is a known carcinogen. It's what they pump inside your body after you're already dead to keep you looking good until the funeral's over. And there are people, such as my wife, who are very sensitive to it, and it causes serious joint pain. So we went through our home, we threw out all the low-end cleaning products, anything with a goopy, syrupy feel to it, liquid soaps, all that stuff, just threw it out. Or if we have to use it, I do that particular part of the housework so that she's not exposed to it. And her pain problem went away. We had to solve it ourselves. The entire medical establishment had no clue that this was a problem because they're geared to selling you something new, not to looking at what is already in your life that should be taken out. It was really where that, and we're seeing it. There are chemicals in shampoos that are known to have serious medical consequences, but they're not tested and they're not legislated against under the theory that they're applied externally. And that's nonsense. We know that when you put something on your skin, it sinks through the skin. If you ever take a course in physiology, one of the earliest experiments they'll do is they'll tell you to rub some garlic on the soles of your feet and time how long it is until you taste it in your mouth. And it shows just how permeable the body is. But the cosmetics companies are able to get away with putting chemicals in their products that are actually harmful under the theory, well, it's on the outside of the body only. They'll wash it off. It couldn't possibly harm them. And yet we know otherwise. We know from the products that my wife was using. It got inside her body. It got into her joints. And it caused all kinds of problems. I was just about to go to Andre in New York, and Andre just dropped. I guess I talked him to death. All righty. So, moving right along here. Interesting little story. Remember we're talking about people who've made a lot of money because they did a really good product and a really good service, and these are people we respect and admire, and we don't hate them for being rich, and we don't resent. We don't resent their wealth. Okay, apparently Andre was going to tell me that not all cancer cells are immortal, just the ones that are aggressive and spread, the metastatic ones. Well, benign tumors aren't the life-threatening ones anyway, so a little bit of a clarification there. Anyway, the founder of Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos, he's a space enthusiast, which is great. I mean, I miss having a manned space program that we could feel proud about. Basically, he is getting ready to fund an expedition to go out into the Atlantic Ocean and try and locate the first stage of the Saturn V rocket that sent Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins to the moon. Obviously, you know, we did get the command module back, but the rest of the spaceship was thrown away. The lower half of the lunar module is still on the moon, along with all the experiments. They even threw the cameras out to save weight on the trip back. If you want a really nice Hasselblad camera, there's a whole bunch of them lying all over the moon there. The second stage of the Saturn pretty much burned up in the atmosphere. The third stage, most of those were slammed into the moon. I think there's actually still one that's out there that they think is one of these Earth-crossing asteroids they're targeting. May not be an asteroid, maybe one of the old Saturn, the S4B third stages. But this Jeff is getting ready to fund an expedition to the Atlantic because they think they know where the first stage of the Saturn V came down from Apollo 11. And he's going to try and go down there and basically recover the five engines, the F1 rocket engines, and bring them back up and put them in museums. I think it's a very, very cool thing to do. I really do. All righty. Let's see. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny is now in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. When you call on in, he will answer the call and put you on the air and talk about whatever you feel like talking about. Now, over the last couple of days, there has been this story slash rumor floating around of a hack attack on the core DNS servers for the Internet to take place on Sunday for some reason. Remember, we are coming up on April Fool's Day. And every April Fool's, there's always somebody who tries to get stories going either on the Internet or the corporate media, mostly the Internet, to try and spoof people and just say, oh, they're just so silly they actually believed with, you know, that kind of nonsensical stuff. And so I'm not really paying all that much attention to this story about a hack on the DNS servers for Sunday. But it's kind of interesting because there's this legislation that is being proposed that would make it a criminal offense to possess Internet security software. Now, I understand wanting to criminalize and punish computer hacking and breaking into databases. That makes a lot of sense. But the software that they're talking about here has a legitimate purpose in order to basically make sure your networks are safe and secure from being penetrated by computer criminals, like the ones they have over at the FBI. And now, like firearms, which have a legitimate purpose of self-defense, they want to criminalize them. I remember back during an earlier time push for Internet censorship where the government wanted to license and regulate compilers so that people would not be able to write their own executable code unless the government was looking over their shoulder. That didn't go anywhere, fortunately. There are too many Linux systems out there with C compilers. We're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this computer stuff. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about this proposed legislation that would criminalize the possession of web security software. The theory being that hackers and criminals use this software to try and penetrate systems. And just by banning it, that will mean that the cyber criminals won't be able to do that anymore. That's nonsense. That's like saying gun bans keep guns out of the hands of criminals. We know that's not true. The criminals are not going to obey the law. They will write, create, and possess all the software that they need to do this stuff. What happens when you ban guns in any community? Crime goes up. And so this harebrained idea of banning web security software means the hackers will have a field day, because private companies, private individuals will not have the tools they need to test their own networks if they are secure or not. So whose side is the government on here? Well, you know, the idea is to generate more business for professional web security software companies that charge you a fee for making sure your sites are secure and therefore paying more taxes to the government. It's another classic case of forcing you to be dependent on the government when it is the government's inaction that has allowed the computer crime epidemic to get completely out of control. And now that it is completely out of control, and we're all up to our yin-yangs and Viagra ads every single day, the government wants to remove those few means we have for, of protecting our own networks and our own servers in order to force us into giving our money to computer security companies who will then split the proceeds with the government. Little piece of the action deal going on here. It's the new escalation in the protection racket. You don't want something bad happen to your computer. You know, you got to buy a little protection for your computer, for your network. Or something bad going to happen to you. It's a protection racket all over again. It's nonsensical. This prohibition against web security software will not keep these tools out of the hands of criminals. It'll only keep them out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. And it'll be no more effective at stopping crime than gun bans are. Over and over again, we see the statistics showing how gun bans result in an increase in crime. Because the criminals know they have a defenseless population to prey on. Same thing in cyberspace. This is completely misguided here. All righty. And, of course, speaking of the hackers and everything, you're probably aware of the so-called contactless bank cards. They've been around for a while with the RFIDs in there. And more banks seem to want to go to these things. And I'm not sure why. We actually have one of these systems installed down at a local retail outlet that I do business with on a regular basis. And 9 times out of 10, it isn't working anyway, and I still have to swipe the card, even though it's got the RFID in it, because the technology is not mature. At least it's not working out here. And it does expose you to fraud, because as you're carrying these cards around in your wallet, cyber criminals with the appropriate software on their laptops and the appropriate little radio link, which apparently I guess you can just buy out on eBay, are simply walking around obtaining all your credit card information, which they then use to execute purchases. And I know that there are products like the Aluma wallet that supposedly will block RFID. We used to have an advertising client here who had these little paper aluminized sleeves that you'd put your card in, and they do work because I tested it out with one of my credit cards to block the RFIDs. I know they're actually starting to make wallets out of stainless steel mesh. But again, why are we going to all this trouble? Why are we going to all this extra protection when the obvious answer is to take the RFIDs out, since they don't work for their intended purpose all the time, and go back to direct contact with the swipe? Why the push to RFID? I know it's new and it's hip and it's the latest thing, but is it really a direction to go in? It seems, as far as I can tell, it's causing more problems for people than it is any kind of a benefit. And apparently there was a news story where the Barclays Visa contactless cards can be read using an ordinary off-the-shelf mobile phone and special software. Apparently the RFID chips are operating in a frequency range that mobile phones can directly connect with. So also been found to work on a Visa debit card issued by Lloyds. Apparently all the cards are vulnerable this way. They can be read with a cell phone and the appropriate software. Just walking down the street with your cell phone, you're snarfing credit card details. Why did we go down this way? Well, because we're going to sell you Aluma wallets and anti-RFID sleeves and everything. I don't know. I think it's probably just a better idea to take a hammer and hit that little radio chip. Absolutely, absolutely. All righty. Let's see. Indonesia has decided they're going to ban miniskirts over the theory that they are the cause of rape. Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true, and I like looking at miniskirts. Of course, here in Hawaii, we have more bikinis than miniskirts, but still in all, it's kind of, I think it's an overreaction. It reminds me very much, there was this wonderful movie called The Deal of the Century with Chevy Chase and Sigourney Weaver, and the dictator, South American dictator, was going to have raised taxes, and he blamed the deterioration of society on women who wore pants at the office. This sounds like more of the same. We're going to take a break. Join us on the air. We need callers. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sing a song of taxes. Working class cancer sore. In Boston Harbor, the Revolutionary War of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to get back to a couple of stories I referred to in hour number one. First of all, with regard to Trayvon Martin. Apparently on Monday, there are protests being scheduled at numerous locations across the country. And I want to say one more time, be very, very careful of the people who are issuing calls for violence, because violence does not serve your purpose. It's like these kids who walked out of their school in protest over Trayvon shooting and then looted a Walmart. That doesn't help your case, your point of view. Right now, Barack Obama needs racial discord. He needs it as a distraction from the economy, from BRICS dropping the dollar, from the continuing push for war in Iran. He needs it to rebuild his support among the black community, which has been sagging of late because the black Americans are feeling the pinch from the economy and the losses from the war. Wars, plural, just as much as anybody else. And so they're less enthusiastic about Obama than they were 4 years ago. And he needs a racial crisis to galvanize that support. In fact, if he could get riots going in multiple cities, race riots, he could, as a worst case, declare a national emergency and martial law and suspend the Constitution. At the very least, if there are racially based riots, he can pass laws forbidding public assembly, which would be used to basically shut down the Occupy protests, which so far have been peaceful, not counting the police shooting people in the head with tear gas canisters. And like I said, if you compare the Trayvon Martin case and its media exposure versus the handling of that Iraqi woman, mother of five, beaten to death, with a note right there saying, go back to Iraq, you're all terrorists. That's getting hardly any coverage at all outside of the alternative media. That tells you that the media focus on Trayvon Martin is all about politics. They're trying to turn it into an issue and a case. You're being played. Please do not get suckered in. Violence is only going to work for the benefit of the government and the money junkies. So please show some restraint. Peaceful demonstrations, yeah, absolutely. First Amendment covers that. Don't get suckered by the undercover informants into doing something that the media will use to demonize your case, to demonize all protests, or to bring about this dictatorship that we seem to have been aiming at all these years here. Meanwhile, under the category of let's go and cause trouble in other people's countries, U.S. lawmakers are once again urging arming the Syrian government opposition. The U.S. government is already leading the so-called international consensus to declare the opposition as the legitimate government of Syria. Isn't that up to the Syrian people? Isn't that what democracy is supposed to be about? That they choose their own government? That the U.S. does not come in and say, this government you have now, we don't agree with, so it's non-operational, and these other people over here that we gave a bunch of guns to, they're now the legitimate government. Same thing that they did over there in Libya. So now the U.S. government is getting ready to send more of your tax money over to arm the people in Syria. So they start killing each other. And then the U.S. will say, oh, we must invade for humanitarian reasons. They're killing each other. We must go in there and stop it. Well, if you want to stop the killing, don't send the guns in the first place. Simple solution here. Save money, save lives. Just mind your own business here. All righty here. We got a caller on the line, Stephen in Oregon. Aloha, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Gas prices. That's what I'm talking about, gas prices. Now, okay. I know about the oil thing and all the theories why it goes up and down, and I want to bypass that and go straight to just gas prices. Okay, and what I've noticed, and it's got my head, I'm scratching my head here, is what I have noticed is the oil price. Now, I use WTI because that is what the United States uses, and I don't look at Brent that much. So I stick to WTI. And so when I look at that and I see that it is not reflecting on gas prices, so I'm wondering how gas prices reflect. And I'll give you an example that will clear it up. Is last year when it got to $115 a barrel, I did not see $4 a gallon in the Northwest. I did not see that. It hit about 390, something like that. I was getting close. All right. Well, now we're averaging 106, and I'm seeing over $4. And so I'm scratching my head wondering, so it's not reflecting exactly the price of oil. It's reflecting something else, and I can't figure out what it must be reflecting. And I thought I just, it's a head scratcher, and if you don't have the answer, neither do I. So.
Well, I do have an answer for you, and what it comes down to is the oil companies are going to charge for gas whatever they think they can get away with, and they'll keep pushing the prices up and pushing the prices up until people start cutting back on their gas purchases, and then the profits start to fall again, and that's where they draw the line. That's why people over in Europe are paying so much more for their gas than Americans are, because they're willing to go on paying higher prices for the gas. They're not in a position where they can cut back. We do know that every spring gas prices go up in advance of the summer tourism season. We know that gas prices around tourist economies tend to be a little bit higher because they figure people are on vacation. They're not going to be paying attention to the gas prices because they're there to have a really good time. Here on the island of Oahu right now, regular is basically bumping up against $4.50 a gallon. And You know, we're thinking probably by summertime it'll hit five. And it really isn't tied into the cost of oil as directly as much as it is, you know, market forces and the ability to convince people to pay more for it.
Man, that was an excellent answer. I totally believe what you just said. That was
much of what you pay for gas at the gas pump are taxes. And so the government actually wants to have you pay as much money at the pump as you can, because that way they get more money in tax revenues.
No, that's a good one. What this really comes down to then is the oil companies or the gas companies, whatever. It's not the gas station people who own the gas stations. Do not get mad at them.
No. They're franchisees. It's
exactly.
Really not up to them at all.
So basically, they're not even the ones who are pricing the price of gasoline. They aren't even looking at the price of oil. They're looking more at statistics, geography, and what people will put up with. That was a good answer.
Yeah, and the gas station owners, they're constrained by how much financing they had to enter into in order to build and operate that gas station, to comply with all the regulatory compliances, like those vapor recovery hoses. Those all cost money. Those underground gas tanks that they store the fuel in have a finite lifespan. They got a plan for the eventual replacement of them. I've seen gas stations go out of business because they didn't have the cash reserves to replace those tanks when they started leaking.
Yeah. Hey, that was excellent, Mike. Good answer, and I really appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to William in Michigan. Aloha, William. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First-time caller and listener, and I just want to say thank you for the service that you're providing to everybody.
Well, you're very, very welcome.
And I was just calling about the dichloral acetate. You seem pretty well versed in that. My grandpa, I know you probably don't want to give medical advice, so I'm not going to try to keep you from doing that.
I'm not a doctor. I played one once in a movie, but I'm not really a doctor.
All right, but I was hoping maybe you could tell me, do you know by chance, because my grandpa, he just got diagnosed with a form of leukemia, and so right now they're giving him the blood transfusions, but it's not all the blood cells aren't staying, so they basically gave him like 8 months to live. But it just seems like, do you think that the dichloral acetate might work on the blood cells also, or is it just
No, I am not a doctor, but as I understand the mechanism, dichloroacetate is basically, it's aimed at malignant tumors, malignant tumors, and leukemia is basically something that's happening inside the bone marrow. So I really don't know one way or the other, but you might want to do a little bit of a web search. In any event, it is not approved for use here in the United States. It's not approved for use on cancer anywhere yet. So unfortunately, that's a tragedy for those that it could help, and it's simply unavailable unless you go underground, which, as I understand, there's already a very heavy black market traffic in this substance.
Right. All right. So thanks again, and I appreciate what you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go. Yeah, I'm not a doctor, and I'm basically doing the show content from things I'm reading from various medical websites and medical journals, but I'm not going to offer advice to anybody other than go out and check for yourself and be skeptical of what you're being told by people who have a profit motive to sell you a certain particular treatment over any others. And that just needs to be... I think that's just common sense. And my wife and I, we learned a very hard lesson with her joint pain issue. This last year, I learned once again to be very, very careful about a doctor's advice. We lost my youngest brother this last year, and we found he was taking two medications that are not supposed to be prescribed together, that can, when they're taken together, produce exactly the symptoms that he died of. So it's an ugly, ugly situation. It's all about selling these pills and powders and snake oil. And I'm, you know, especially with the fabulous TV commercials that we see for these various medications on TV, the technology has changed, but the morality and the ethics seem little removed from the days of the traveling Wild West medicine show. Bring the wagon into town, crank down the stage, have the singing and the dancing and the flashy show, and then sell a bunch of bottles of medicine for something that may not even be real, and skedaddle out of town with your money. And it seems like that the days of that Wild West medicine show mentality seems to have returned to the United States of America here. All righty, moving right along. The United States is apparently continuing to engage in a secret war in Yemen using drone strikes. And they're basically claiming always that it's an Al-Qaeda hotspot. The problem is they're killing a lot of civilians. And the attitude of the United States of America appears to be that if you're living within a quarter mile of a terrorist, that you ought to die without trial, without charge, without chance to defend yourself. And again, all of these so-called Al-Qaeda hotspots, they're mere suspicions. Somebody accepted the reward money to say, oh, yeah, there's Al-Qaeda living over there in that house. And they blow up the house and say, we have a victory. And nobody really knows. We just have a lot of dead bodies over there. And the U.S. government points to a particular bloody splotch on the ground and say, we think that was the terrorist. Really? How do you know? Well, he's dead, isn't he? He wouldn't be dead if he wasn't a terrorist. And just that whole circular logic. But it just seems that the United States' goal right now is to just get war going in as many places as possible. Technically, we're already in a world war, because U.S. conventional military doctrine is a multi-front war on two continents constitutes a world war. And the U.S. has invaded to varying degrees some 10 different nations already on two different continents, Africa and Central Asia, Middle East area. So, let's see. We talked about the the poison hand cream. All righty. I want to talk a little bit about this situation with Israel, because there we are. As you're probably aware, Israel has been trying to get the U.S. government to commit to an attack on Iran for months now, and Obama obviously does not want to go along with that, not because he's concerned about morality or the killing of innocents or the spending of money on yet another war, but because he understands getting into another war right now is going to harm his reelection chances in November. Now, from Israel's point of view, November is way too late for two reasons. One, Iran has already said they're willing to go back and restart negotiations about their nuclear energy program, which again underscores the fact that Iran is trying to play by the rules, and it is the U.S. and Israel that are breaking all of the international agreements. Second, Netanyahu has his own elections coming up much sooner than November, and he's not looking too good unless he can get a good war for everybody to rally around. So now we're getting the situation where the USA is trying to say that they have succeeded in thwarting Israel's attack on Iran. Maybe, but maybe not. Apparently, Israel has reached an agreement with Azerbaijan to allow Israeli air forces to use the airbase at Baku as a launching point for an attack on Iran. This would put Israeli warplanes just 300 miles away from Tehran. And, of course, would allow Israel to carry out a two-pronged attack on Iran without using American assets, or without appearing to use American assets. It could very well be that America is going to help them do it and pretend that they're not really part of it. We know that that has happened in times past, where one country is attacking another country, but there's a third player in there. For example, when we were studying the abuses of Abu Ghraib and all the torture and abuse that was going on up there, and then we discovered Israeli-trained torturers were actually working at Abu Ghraib, which was supposed to be an all-American operation. So a lot of this clandestine stuff going on. We still don't know to the extent to which private mercenaries are involved in this kind of a situation. Remember, leading up to World War II, American mercenaries, the Flying Tigers, were in China. They weren't officially part of the U.S. military effort against Japan, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But yeah, they were. Presidents have a long track record of sort of hedging whether we're at war or not. Roosevelt's Lend-Lease program very clearly violated America's status as a neutral nation prior to Pearl Harbor, but they did it anyway. All wars are started with lies, is the situation there. All righty, let's see. We already talked about the TSA caught in the prostitution ring. I was watching on the corporate media, a little scroll came by. Apparently, they busted a prostitution ring involving high school girls. And I want to find out more about that one. That's pretty sick. That's pretty sick. I mean, I'm nobody's idea of a saint. And I'm not out here preaching morality. And what adults want to do in the privacy of their own room is all well and good. But when kids are getting involved and being used and exploited, my hackles go up and my dudgeon goes on high. So, all righty, let's see what we've got. We're almost at the end of this segment here, and then we'll be coming back with the close of the show and talking about things going into the weekend. Little program note, I'm going to be unavailable on Monday for Monday's show, but it's not going to be a repeat broadcast. We're going to be having Ryan Dawson is going to be guest hosting my Monday show. I have to go to court. I'm a witness in an altercation, and I really would rather not be doing it, but I have to show up and sit there in the witness stand for a little while and say, I didn't see anything. So we're going to be right back after these commercials.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We are just now getting a report from Iranian media that Israel has started invading Gaza with tank columns, just going in there to pound the place flat. It's Cass led two, which a lot of people suspected might be at the end of this most recent escalation where Israel just started airstrikes on Gaza and then claimed that the retaliatory fire was the provoking event. And it's the same way that they did it last time. Back in 2008, Israel attacked. The Gazans defended themselves. Israel said, oh, look, they're shooting at us, and they launched cast lead. And this appears to be cast lead, too. So Israeli tanks are rolling into Gaza as I speak. And probably this is in response to the Palestinians' efforts to have the United Nations take a look at the issue of the illegal settlements over in the occupied territories. And as you're probably aware from earlier in this week, Israel responded by severing all relations with the United Nations Human Rights Council, saying that they're anti-Semitic and they're anti-Israel and they're automatically biased against us and refusing to allow the United Nations to enter the occupied territories. And now it appears that Israel has decided to throw another tantrum and punish the Palestinians in Gaza by rolling the tanks in there. And it's going to be another cast lead, and we'll see what's going to happen with that situation. Meanwhile, this desire to invade Iran, or to be more accurate, to start a war with Iran in order to have the United States finish it, has made a very strange political alliance between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's Defense Minister Ehud Barak. Normally, they're very much in conflict with each other. They see each other as competition for advancement. But they're both uniting with this idea that the time to attack Iran is right now. Not November, not next year, but right now. And they're still waving around this idea that Iran may be sort of kind of thinking about building a nuclear weapon somewhere down the road. And they're trying to basically say this represents the new Nazis, it represents the new Holocaust. No, it doesn't. The only people committing ethnically based genocide right now is Israel in Palestine. Iran has not invaded or tried to conquer another country in 200 years. And if they had a nuclear weapon, they're not going to use it on the United States of America, because the United States of America has enough nuclear weapons to turn all of Iran into a giant green glass parking lot. And the same is true to a lesser extent for Israel, which has 300 to 400 nuclear weapons. Israel's desire to invade Iran is simply to basically carve it up into pieces that they can pick up after it's all over. It's to destroy any threat to their regional economy. They want to have a monopoly on nuclear technology in that part of the world. They don't want anybody there to have any nuclear capability at all, even if it's peaceful, because then it cuts into their profits. Which, by the way, we may see an attack on Jordan now, because Jordan just reached a deal with the government of France to start building a peaceful nuclear power station. So you just watch. We're going to start seeing Israel saying, oh, Jordan, terrorists, bomb, Al-Qaeda, you've got to go kill them for us. That's it for our show today. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry. Support Ron Paul, support your alternative media. One more day to get that flag, and aloha, America.